Kia ora. Hello, hello, and this is The Bad Monkey, and welcome to The Bad Monkey Music Show every Sunday. Bad Monkey is part of the Radio 13 Music Collective, and you can find out more about us at radio13.co.nz. Now, this episode is going to be somewhat strange, somewhat new, because I decided to come here with a completely blank sheet of paper, a blank mind, metaphorically naked, I guess you could say, in my head, because I wanted to kind of just let my consciousness guide me into the music that I play today. And incidentally, I mean, as you know, I've always had different guests come and feature my show and talk about their journey, but today I wanted to just kind of strip it all back and go back to the days when I just played music inspired by different things that happened in the past, my journeys. And today The Bad Monkey is going to get a trip back in time, almost, in a way, because of Roger Bowie, who featured, who was a guest on my show last week when we had Lhasa and Good Space, two New Zealand bands, come and talk about their music on my show. Well, Roger Bowie made this reference. He said that some music that was featured on the show was kind of like walking backwards into the present. Well, that kind of stuck with me, so thank you, Roger. Fuck you. I couldn't sleep for a while because I was thinking, yeah, it's quite interesting. We all sort of have different things that happen in our past, and yeah, in a way, we think back to the past and we are inspired by things that happen, and they have kind of affected us to become who we are today. So that's why I decided to think back on the different cities and countries that I have visited in the past in my life. And the Bad Monkey is going to play a song for each of those cities and countries, and let's see where that leads us. So kind of like a stream of consciousness, I'll say. And also another thing I have, well, I should say I do have a guest in the studio with me, and that's the Blonde. Yes, the Blonde is in the house today, and he's going to help me maybe select some tunes as well. So, and one other thing, we might actually use this episode to score some free double passes to the U2 concert that's going to happen here in Auckland pretty soon. So if you listen to this, make sure you listen well, because there might be some clues as to how you can score some free tickets to the U2 Joshua Tour 2019 gig in Auckland. So let's see, what song should we start with? I think this one sounds quite appropriate. guess I wanted to start my journey here today in Paris. And you were listening to the voice of Tracy Thorn, who is singing here on a track called The Paris Match with the Style Council. Paris means a lot to me. I visited this beautiful city. Yeah, it must be at least more than six times in different capacities. But the city that really captivated the Bad Monkey is actually right down in the south of France, called Pau, near the Pyrenees. Absolutely divine, beautiful place, lots of history, lots of wine, lots of good food. But yeah, absolutely love Pau. And to all the people that I made friends with in who still live in Pau, particularly Norbert Cabaret, who's a massive supporter of Radio 13 and a really good dear friend. Miss you, Monsieur Cabaret. This one's for you.
The match that started my fire.
Well, from Paris, where shall we go next? I think we shall travel to Japan, shall we? Yeah, Japan has a lot of mystery and also a lot of memories. Another favorite city of mine, Tokyo, Kyoto, lots of different places. I've visited maybe three, four times now, and I will continue to go back. This is a track called Tears from one of my favorite bands. This is X.
どこに行けばいい？あなたと離れて今は過ぎ去った時に問いかけて長すぎ夜に
Japan. This song leads me to Singapore as well. I spent about 6 years in Singapore, lived there. The Bad Monkey lived in two different places, actually, in Singapore. Once in Sentosa Island. We lived there for a couple of years before moved over to the West Coast. And this song actually leads me to remember I've met lots and lots of friends in Singapore and still keep in touch. But this song reminds me of Aries. Aries is a wonderful young lady living in Singapore still, with massive big dreams and huge potential. And this song reminds me of her because she sang it to me once. We were actually working on a sort of talent competition and she was one of the judges. And she kind of sang the song, I'm Pitch Perfect. Aries, I remember that, and the jugs of beer. So here's a memory of you, and yeah, lovely, lovely tune, lovely song from X. Tears. You haven't seen a feature out called We Are X, I encourage you to do so. It's an absolutely brilliant documentary about this band who revolutionized Japanese metal and rock. I guess they created what they call the K-rock movement, which is very visual and includes touches of glam rock as well. And absolutely divine band. I wish I had vinyl copies of their albums. I did once upon a time and they disappeared somewhere. But yeah, check out X Japan, as they are now called. Some brilliant tracks. So now, where shall we go after Japan, I wonder? Perhaps we should head over to America, where the Bad Monkey also spent a fair bit of time moving around different states, parts of America, where it was kind of safer to do so back then. And yeah, not a country that I am inclined to travel to these days. But let's go to San Francisco, because I remember the days of Dirty Harry. Yeah, the 70s kind of grunge, well, not grunge, but the 70s kind of gritty scene. I spent maybe three visits to San Francisco in different capacities. Visited Alcatraz. Absolutely love that city by the bay. I remember the jazz clubs. Sitting there just listening, taking it all in. Well, let's listen to Dina Washington tell us about San Francisco.
In San Francisco, high on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars to the stars.
The morning fog
may chill the air,
and I don't care, my love waits there.
In San Francisco, above the blue, San Francisco, your golden to you, San Francisco. Your golden
sun will shine for me.
San Francisco. I left my heart in San Francisco, and that was beautifully described by Dina Washington. Where shall we go after this, I wonder? Well, let's go down to New Orleans, where I spent a bit of time as well, looking for alligators or crocodiles. Not sure, but they're both dangerous, right? Yes, went down to the swamp and visited a couple of towns. The names escape me now. Drove down there, which was quite interesting, and it's a very interesting place, New Orleans. But I don't think is as wild as people say it is. I think there are lots of wilder nights in other parts of the world. But here is Redbone. Made up of the Vegas brothers, and they were one of the first Native American Cajun bands that started out in the 70s, I believe. And that's a really groovy track. Reminds me, it really, really fits, I think, for me anyway, about New Orleans. Now, where should we go? Let's go completely somewhere else. Hong Kong, yes. I think we'll go to Hong Kong. Why not? And this is a song that Yeah, definitely means a lot to me, and it's closely associated with Hong Kong for me. It's by the Madonna of the East, an artist that was in a lot of ways a hero for me, and it continues to be so. This is Anita Mui.
Tôi nắng mưa qua hồng chiều phát hiện 拳头地是我的一对手，努力向前，谁没有谁料其色的藉口，是要把抑郁眼泪再流，谁自愿独立于天地，痛了也让人看，你我却需要在人前被仰望，连做梦亦未敢想象我会这样硬朗，但是又怎可使你话我失望，看着眼前人碎了和幸福都接近，等了多年这角色做你的女人，我没有权来令你承受太多的情感，但我始终不过是个人，谁自愿独立于天地，痛了也让人看，你我却需要在人前被仰望，连做梦亦未敢想着我会这样硬朗，但是又怎可使你话我失望，
known by her Cantonese name, Mu Yinfeng. She decorated my teenage years with her music and her colourful fashion sense. Kind of encouraged a little bit about my exploration into dress-ups and makeup, but maybe that's for another show. She unfortunately passed away due to cervical cancer after living a very hard life in her early 40s, if I remember. She continues, her memory lingers and has influenced countless artists. Her days as a diva of Canton pop has definitely put her in the musical history of Hong Kong, and her influence, as I said, passes on throughout. Even in film, she starred in a few key roles, and her memory, I hope, will live forever. So now let's play another track, and we are going to let this track take us to Malaysia. Thank you. Well, Malaysia is kind of where I spent my bad monkey teenage years. After a brief stint in Brunei, we lived in the oil field town of Miri, which is in East Malaysia. And I always tell everyone, I come from the best part of Malaysia, which is on the Borneo Island. And Miri is where I went to high school. And not so long ago, I got the opportunity, thanks to Elena, one of my old schoolmates, to reconnect with some of my old classmates, schoolmates from my secondary years. And an old photograph popped up as well, showing a party which I don't quite remember where it was, but it's definitely the days before I discovered tequila. So quite sober, one of those rare photos of the band Monkey sober. But yeah, to all my classmates out there, especially Elena, whom I had a crush, well, I shouldn't say that on live radio, she's got family now, but her endearing smile continues to be endearing. And to Alinda Lim, who travels as well around the world, and she goes on lots of different hikes and shares her photos of sunsets and beautiful scenery. We need more of that. The world needs more of that. And who else? I remember Kontai Bui, who now lives in Central Europe with a lovely family and fruit trees in the garden. Who would have thought this boy who I grew up with in the oil field seaside town of Miri now lives in Central Europe and still listens to synth pop, by the way. And Ai Keng Hafiz, our school prefects, who I would say quite fair in dealing with me and my bad antics, including a sort of firecracker that went off in the best part of the afternoon. Wasn't me, by the way. I still deny it. And to all those missing friends out there, we're still trying to reconnect. John Shim, Christabel, Mei Ching, Chico, Webb. Oh, the list goes on. Where are you? Well, I hope you have found a home. Irene Lai, yeah, that's the other person that I would hope to reconnect with sometime. Lots of things I would have wanted to say to all my old friends. Some good and maybe some bad. So, here's something bad from the Bad Monkey. That's Ella. Rock chick from Kuala Lumpur, if I am correct. I had a secret crush on Ella growing up as a teenager, even though I was into The Cure and all things dark with mascara and black clothes. But I had a couple of posters of Ella tucked hidden away in my bedroom. I used to stare at her and listen to those rock songs. Couldn't get away from rock as a teenager. I continue to go back and listen to her, and she still performs today. Still looks quite ravishingly good. Well, good for her. Maybe one day I'll take some pictures of you, Ella. One day, soon. So now, from Malaysia, we go over to Berlin. But before that, Mr. Roger Bowie up in Tokyo, I think he's in Tokyo, watching the rugby, has corrected me by saying that his quote should be walking backwards into the future, which is a Maori saying, and a very wise one indeed. But I kind of like walking backwards into the present as well, because it kind of keeps us here and now. And seems that the weather's getting better in Tokyo. Well, it's. I wish I was there with you, Roger. And don't forget, go check out Tower Records, one of my favorite places to be in Japan, Shibuya. But here now we are in Berlin. There's so many different songs I could play to kind of remember my time in Berlin of cold food, cold weather, and black leather in black clubs. But I think this one fits the best. Music show, and I am the Bad Monkey. You're listening to me on 104.6 FM, streaming live from planetaudio.org. radio13.org.nz. And I am from radio13.co.nz. I have a show every week on Sunday. And if you're listening to this, well, you might actually also get some clues to win potentially a free double pass to the U2 concert coming up here in Auckland at Mount Smart. That's Depeche Mode, Question of Lust, and that's the song that's sort of connected with Berlin for me. And I'm not going to say too much more about Berlin because, that's not for this show. This might be, we'll do that for another show. All right, so about Dark Secrets, I'm going to now go to Edmonton, a little city in Canada. Oilfield City, University City. Very nice. Well, I wouldn't even maybe call it a city. Maybe it's a town. But yeah, lovely, pleasant winters. I remember the dark cafes, the jazzy cafes, and the fragrance and secrets in those cafes and times I spent in Edmonton. Now, who best to reflect Canada for me and my time there but this great man? Hope you like it.
That it was wrong, I didn't have a doubt. I was dying to get back home, and you were starting out. I said I best be moving on. You said we have all day. You smiled at me like I was young. It took my breath away. Crazy fragrance all around, your secrets all in view. My loss was saying found, my don't was saying do. Let's keep it on the level. When I walked away from you, I turned my back on the devil.
Album, You Want It Darker. Now from Edmonton, where shall we go? Let's go to Thailand. Beautiful country, beautiful people. My first trip to Thailand, the Bad Monkey spent in the north part of Bangkok in a place called Sattahip. It's a shipyard, lots of clubs at the near the base of the shipyard, lots of parties, and I remember music like this throughout the night. Beautiful. One can't help but find some form of spirituality in the beautiful land of Thailand. And I spend time around Thailand as well, in Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, and always thought I would one day take a cruise up the Mekong River. Kind of like, maybe like Apocalypse Now, you know, into the heart of darkness, in which I did when I lived in Patong in Phuket Island for a couple of months, work and play, and I found out a lot about love for sale, I guess you could say, in Thailand and the countries around there. But with that sort of encounter and time spent in that area or that part of the world, there was also a fear of a thousand tears of a tarantula. This is dengue fever. You don't want to get dengue fever, but you want this. Southeast Asia, where shall we go next? Well, let's head to the desert, shall we? Yeah, I think we should. Let's go to Saudi Arabia. I made a couple of visits to Saudi Arabia, took some wonderful photos, but also headed out to the desert. And it's a rather unkept city, Saudi Arabia, with uncared for roads, sadly. And as we were driving out into the desert, all the time, I had a fear of landmines, which were still strewn in different parts, I was told. And they actually also have an exhibition showing all the different types of mines from different countries that sold the mines to be used in those civil wars and different kind of wars out in that part of the world, which is sad. I just hope those wars can stop, but hey, who am I to say? But as I was driving through, every time I visited Saudi Arabia, I had to play this song, just me and my weird taste.
are hanging around the house. Cars outside look like they got the blues. Moon don't know if it's day or night. Everybody's creeping around, plastic covers on their shoes. You're making coffee for everyone concerned. Someone points to this and someone points to that. Everyone is saying that you should learn to dance, but you ain't having none of that. I say to the sleepy summer rain, with a complete absence of pain, you might think I'm crazy. I'm still in love with you. Your tears and hide your face, my love. Hide your ribbons and hide your bows and hide your colored cotton gloves. Hide your trinkets and hide your treasures. Hide your neatly scissored locks. Hide your memories. Hide them all. Hide them all. Stuff them in a cardboard box. Thrown into the street below. Leave him to the wind and the rain and the snow. For you might think I'm crazy.
Nick Cave for the Bad Seeds. That's a song from perhaps his lesser known album, Nocturama. Reminds me of the time I spent in Saudi Arabia.
Call me up, baby, and I'll answer your call.
So, from the desert, where shall we go? We are going to go to a country that I love and hate at the same time, always, and that is to China. Yes, I do have an association, a very close one with China, and for some reason, you know, it's a country full of potential. But it also is filled with so many difficulties. Maybe it's just stranger by nature.
At all. Keep making demands. angel. That's how I find her.
Stranger by nature, that's how I find her. I mean, that just describes completely how I feel about China. And, you know, I look forward to discover more about it every time I go back. I've visited different parts of China, Beijing, I've gone to Qingdao, I've gone to Harbin, gone down south, spent a bit of time in Chengdu, and hopefully find out more about the province of Sichuan next time I go back. But Shanghai, Hangzhou, they are different parts which appeal to me more. Maybe because I like a bit of glitz sometimes. It adds a bit of spring to my step. But no, Stranger by Nature. That's a lovely track there by China Crisis. And it's taken from the album Diary of a Hollow Horse, which I think is completely underrated. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant album. So this is the Bad Monkey Music Show. Again, another one now. It's almost done on Sunday. I'm going to leave you a track here with one that is perhaps, again, another obscure album from Morten Harket. Yeah, you might remember that name. He is the man from A-ha. And this is a track taken, I think, from his debut album, his solo album, Wild Seed. This is Ready to Go Home. So all of you out there, thank you for listening in. I hope you are safely in your home, wherever it may be. Take care, peace, and join me again next time on the Bad Monkey Music Show. Peace and love. Out.
On the street below these walls, where I used to walk, now I can barely crawl. All this darkness rising tall. Lord, shine a light for me. I'm waiting to be called. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to receive forgiveness for my sins. I'm ready to begin. Take this river to the sea, where the Delta flows, the tide is washing over me. Guide this soul to heaven's door. Show me where tomorrow lies. I'm waiting to be born. Shallow, deep inside of me. If time has run its course with me, I'm ready to go.